Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Bold, Brave Bunny. And I'll tell you the truth, when you see the cover of this, you might think this is a pretty scary story because there's the bunny in the dark with the flashlight, but he's in the woods and the curvy trees are all around him and there's a big bright full moon behind him. It looks a little bit scary, but you know, he's brave. And I have to say, during the scary seasons, it's really nice to know that you can also be brave. So today's story, The Bold Brave Bunny, is by Beth Ferry, and the illustrations are by Chow Hon Lam. And it's read today by my aunt.
Paka.
Paka. Paka. And Mommy. Here we go. Titu, the bunny, lived in a very small burrow with his mother and father and brothers and sisters and aunt and uncle and cousins. Because usually bunnies have large families, in case you didn't know. There were so many bunnies, it wasn't even funny. When he turned left, bunnies. When he turned right, bunnies. When he turned the pages of his brand new book, more bunnies.
A is for anteater.
Mm-hmm.
B is for bunny.
Yeah. Boy, that's hard to get away from. The baby bunnies were beside themselves.
We're in a book. We're famous. We're awesome.
They loved the book so much, they ate it. Yes, indeed. They giggled as they gobbled it right up. Oh, no. I feel so sad for him. He had his book that he was reading and these rotten little bunnies chomped right through it. And maybe they just don't know better. Chichu told his mama, but it was always the same. Be nice, be patient, be a good brother, Titu. And he tried. But what he wouldn't do to get a break from all the bunnies. That's it. He would break out of the burrow. There were so many bunnies, no one would even miss him.
Titu?
It was the littlest bunny.
Come back soon.
Titu nodded. I will. Oh my goodness, so it is the middle of the night. And he is getting out of his bed. And he is leaving his home in the middle of the night in the dark. Oh my goodness. B is for brave. B is for bold. B is not only for bunnies. Soon, nothing looked familiar. Everything looked different. And it was wonderful. In the picture, we can see Titu is walking through the woods.
I think he should make his own burrow.
You think he should make his own burrow? Oh, that would be something. He's walking through the woods all alone. You think he needs a fresh start? Let's see. In the morning, Titu saw amazing things. He took out his notebook. He began writing and sketching and creating. He would make a new book. His own book. Hey, you were right. He did decide to start over. Since his baby's bunnies ate his book, he's gonna make his own book. He traveled by sunlight, by starlight, by moonlight, by flashlight. Until the book was done. But oh yes, you can see at night, there's raccoons and a howling wolf. Now, wolves will eat a rabbit, so you got to be very careful here now. It was time to head home. And we can see how he looks through the woods and sees, uses his imagination, and he can see a zebra and a giraffe and a rhinoceros. No, a hippopotamus? Yeah. Titu was tired and hungry and lost.
There's a bird.
He hugged his book tightly, wishing for a carrot, wishing for comfort, wishing for bunnies. Titu turned and saw his mother and father and brothers and sisters and aunt and uncle and cousins. There were so many bunnies, it was actually funny. From the tips of their ears to the fluff of their tails, they made a chain of bunnies that led all the way back home. "We missed you," the littlest bunny said, and Titu realized he had missed them too. He held up his book. Look, the baby bunnies were beside themselves.
"You're famous. You wrote a book. You're awesome." "We're lucky," said the littlest bunny. "Lucky you belong to us."
And then he heard me.
And Titu realized he was lucky too. Because B was for brave, and B was for bold, and B was for belonging. And there's nothing better than that. No matter how frightening the night can be.
One tree turned into a bunny.
One of the trees turned into a bunny at the very end. Yep, he was brave and he was bold. And that is a great ending and a good reminder to be brave. And it is also
the end.
The end.